This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
You know, people are so worried about AI replacing, you know, us at work. I'm not sure if what I'm gonna tell you is gonna send shivers down your spine.
What?
Right now, there's a story, a report that AI could replace you as a partner as well.
AI could replace me as a partner. But you know what? Experts are saying that AI is reshaping relationships by acting as a 24/7 source of companionship, validation, and even simulated empathy. So, and that in many people, you can find that maybe it helps to manage loneliness, but risks creating dependency and weakening real-world social skills. So based on that, you could be onto something, Mr. Jones. You're right. You know, we could be so worried about AI replacing us at work, but we never really think about how AI could replace our partner as well. So we are doing a masterclass about that. We're talking this morning to the CEO of Engaged Humans, Paula Quincy, who's joining us on the line. Good morning, Paula. How are you?
Good morning to you and the listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us, Paula. I appreciate you coming through and talking to us this morning. Do we have a problem of self-inflicted loneliness epidemic in our generation when it comes to, I don't know, what you're talking about, AI and everything?
So, yes, I mean, the loneliness epidemic has been around for ages. Studies go back as far as the 1970s, where people are, especially in today's world, claiming to suffer from more and more from loneliness.
All right, ourselves, have we done something to contribute to this loneliness epidemic? And how has the AI shifted to fill that gap?
So we are not engaging in a real human level. We've lost that sense of community and belonging. We are isolating ourselves more and more, so behind screens and devices and stuff. And we have started to lose our social skills in terms of how to really interact and engage and have real human conversations and human connection and human relationships. And this is where AI is stepping in, where a lot of people are now turning towards AI companions for connection and to fill that void that they're feeling.
So what can we do in our everyday lives to try and recover from that gap, especially because it can only get worse without intervention?
Absolutely. So it's really about taking your time away from your time, focus and attention away from devices and distractions and this always on community or world that we live in, and really putting yourself out there in human spaces to have human connections, to rebuild or redevelop those social skills around having conversations, tapping into your own emotional awareness and emotional attuning to other people on an emotional level. So your emotional intelligence, your social skills, being able to have and make conversations and also to work through conflict and uncomfortable situations together.
All right. Well, you know what? I think that's something that we need to really look into as a society, because if we look at this and it goes, unnoticed, unchallenged or unquestioned, it can create problems for us. But thank you so much, Paula. I appreciate your time. That's CEO of Engaged Humans, Paula Quincy.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.